Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into how Aussie businesses are using AI to shake up their marketing?
Sounds exciting.
We're taking a close look at a recent article from Rank Brew, a top marketing site here in Australia. They've got some really interesting insights on how AI is helping businesses down under really connect with customers in ways we haven't seen before. Like, imagine AI creating unique experiences for every single customer, all based on their data. Helping businesses make smarter decisions, even save money along the way. Pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how quickly Australian businesses are adopting AI. It's becoming like essential, especially in such a competitive market.
I totally agree. So before we get too deep into it, can you give us a quick overview of what AI in marketing actually looks like in practice?
Think of it this way. It's like having a superpowered assistant, one that can analyze massive amounts of data and then figure out like what makes your customers tick, and then uses that knowledge to create, marketing magic, basically. So it's all about using tech like machine learning to really understand your customers better, personalize their experience, and really boost that marketing ROI.
I'm seeing the potential here. The article points out some pretty amazing benefits, especially for businesses that are focused on, efficiency and really getting the most out of their resources. So, from your perspective, what are some of the biggest advantages for Australian businesses?
One of the most impactful things is personalized customer experiences. It's about moving past that basic high name and using AI to craft unique experiences for each customer based on their data.
Right. That sounds so much more effective than just like blasting out a generic email to everyone.
And it can make a huge difference in a market as competitive as Australia. AI can also help businesses make better decisions, no more relying on gut feelings. Instead, it's about using data to inform choices. Making decisions that are more likely to be successful, which in the end saves time and money.
Data-driven decisions. I like the sound of that. The article also mentioned AI boosting efficiency. Can you give us an example of how that might look in a real business?
Sure. Imagine this. You let AI take care of those repetitive tasks that just eat up your time, like scheduling social media posts or even sending out those email campaigns. So then you're freed up to focus on the bigger picture. That strategic thinking that really moves the needle for your business.
Yeah, that's huge, especially for smaller teams that are already stretched thin. And what about cost savings? The article mentioned that too. Is that something businesses can realistically expect?
Oh, absolutely. One clear example is programmatic advertising, where AI actually buys ad space in real time, making sure you're targeting the right people at the best possible price.
So it's like having an AI ad expert working for you 24/7. Wow, that's incredible. Now I'm really seeing how AI can level the playing field for businesses of all sizes. It's not just for the big guys anymore.
It's about working smarter, not harder. And AI gives businesses the tools to unlock efficiency and, maximize their marketing efforts.
Okay, so we've covered the what and the why. Now let's get into the exciting part, the how. What are some specific ways Australian businesses are using AI right now to really take their marketing to that next level?
There are some truly innovative applications already happening. We'll dive into those in a second. But first, let's talk about this really interesting concept called predictive analytics.
Predictive analytics. Sounds kind of like something out of a sci-fi movie, you know?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's the real-world application for Australian businesses?
Well, you can think of it as almost like using AI to peek into the future, at least when it comes to like customer behavior. So it analyzes past data to find patterns and predict what customers might do next. Like imagine knowing what products they'll want before they even know it themselves.
Whoa, that would be a game changer for like any business. Is this something Australian businesses are actually using right now?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing it across various industries. For example, some retailers here in Australia are using predictive analytics to personalize those product recommendations, predict customer churn, even optimize pricing based on demand and individual customer behavior.
So they can see like when someone might be about to stop using their service. Wow, that's the possibilities are pretty much endless. What about those AI-powered chatbots we see everywhere these days? Are those actually making a difference for businesses?
Definitely. Thanks to all the advances in natural language processing, chatbots are getting really sophisticated. They can answer questions, provide instant customer support, even handle transactions, all without any human intervention.
Oh, wow. I can see how that would be a big plus for both the business and the customer. It's like having a customer service team available 24/7, even if you're just a small business.
Exactly. It's all about providing that, like, seamless and personalized experience for the customer.
Right. The article also mentioned programmatic advertising. I've heard that term before, but can you break it down for us? And how is it relevant for Australian businesses?
Sure. Think of it as, like, the next level of digital advertising.
Okay.
Programmatic advertising uses AI to automate the process of buying ad space, targeting the most receptive audience at the best possible price. It's all data-driven to ensure you're getting the most value for your money.
Mm. So it's like having an AI-powered ad expert working for you around the clock.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, so now I have to ask, what about AI actually creating content? Is that something Australian businesses should be thinking about?
AI content creation is definitely a hot topic.
Uh-huh.
Tools like GPT-4 are really changing things. They can generate everything from blog posts and social media captions to even product descriptions.
Wow.
It's a great way for businesses to scale their content creation efforts and, you know, free up their marketing teams for more strategic tasks.
Yeah.
So it's not about replacing human creativity entirely, but more about having an AI assistant to help get things done faster and more efficiently.
You got it. AI can take care of those time-consuming tasks and leave you more time to focus on the creative and strategic parts of marketing.
Makes sense. Now let's talk about some specific tools that are making a splash here in Australia. The article mentions a few, including HubSpot AI. What can you tell us about that one?
HubSpot is already a really popular platform for marketers.
Yeah.
And their AI features are getting more and more powerful. They offer everything from automated email marketing and content creation tools to data analysis and lead scoring.
Sounds like a one-stop shop for AI marketing. What are some other tools Australian businesses should know about?
Well, Salesforce Einstein is another major player, especially for businesses already using the Salesforce platform. It offers predictive analytics, lead scoring, personalized recommendations. And then there's Google AI, which provides tools like smart bidding and responsive search ads to optimize your ad campaigns.
Those are some seriously powerful tools. The article also mentioned Adobe Sensei and ChatGPT. Can you give us a quick rundown of what those offer?
Sure. Adobe Sensei is great for businesses wanting to create personalized experiences and leverage AI for content creation and data analysis.
Okay.
And ChatGPT is really great at generating human-like text, making it ideal for all sorts of things, from crafting email campaigns to writing blog posts, even developing chatbots.
Hmm. I'm noticing a theme here. Personalization seems to be at the core of a lot of these AI applications.
You're absolutely right. Personalization is key to creating those meaningful customer experiences. And AI is making it easier than ever to deliver those tailored experiences at scale.
That's exciting. But let's be real for a second. AI isn't perfect, you know.
Of course.
There are some challenges and potential downsides to consider. What are some hurdles businesses might face when implementing AI in their marketing?
One of the first challenges that comes to mind is cost. Implementing AI can require a significant investment, especially for smaller businesses.
That's a good point. Not every business has a ton of cash to spend on new tech, but maybe there are ways to, like, start small and then scale up as they go.
Absolutely. There are tons of AI tools out there that are actually pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, like, jump all in right away. You can test the waters with a pilot project, see how AI can work for your specific needs, and then, you know, you can expand as you see results coming in.
That's a really smart approach. What about the technical side of things? Do you need a whole team of data scientists to make AI work for your business?
Not at all. A lot of these platforms are designed to be really user-friendly, even for, you know, marketers who aren't exactly tech wizards.
Okay.
And plus, there's so many resources and training programs out there to help you get up to speed pretty quickly.
That makes me feel better. It seems like AI is becoming more accessible all the time. The article also highlights some real-world examples of how Aussie businesses are using AI successfully. What were some of the ones that stood out to you?
One that I thought was really interesting was Kmart using AI to personalize the online shopping experience. They're using data to recommend products based on each customer's preferences, making the whole shopping experience feel more tailored and engaging.
I've definitely noticed that when I'm shopping online these days, the recommendations are getting crazy good. Are there other industries where AI is making an impact beyond retail?
I mean, definitely. Mm. The Commonwealth Bank is using those AI-powered chatbots we were talking about to provide instant customer support.
Yeah.
So customers can get their questions answered right away without having to wait. which is a big improvement over traditional phone or email support.
Right, it's way more efficient. That's a great example of how AI can really level up customer service. Any other cool examples you want to share?
Yeah, Qantas is using AI for personalized travel recommendations and dynamic pricing, so customers can get the best deals and a more tailored travel experience. And we're even seeing AI being used in healthcare to analyze patient data and provide personalized health recommendations, which can lead to better outcomes for patients.
It's amazing to see AI being used across so many different fields. It really feels like we're just at the beginning of what's possible. So, what does the future hold for AI and marketing down under? What trends should Australian businesses be keeping an eye on?
One trend that's already starting to take off is voice search optimization. More and more people are using voice assistants like Siri and Alexa. So businesses need to make sure their content can be easily found through voice search.
So, get ready to start talking to your customers. Literally, what other exciting developments are on the horizon?
Well, hyper-personalization is going to be huge. Think about marketing that feels like it was created just for you, delivered through the channels you prefer. At the exact moment you're most likely to engage with it, AI is going to make that level of personalization a reality.
Okay, now that sounds like the ultimate marketing dream. Any other predictions you want to throw out there?
AI-driven content creation is only going to get more advanced. The tool is going to get even better at creating high-quality content. And then there's the potential of augmented reality and virtual reality. Imagine AI-powered AR experiences that let you try on clothes virtually or explore travel destinations from your couch. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
I'm getting serious sci-fi vibes here. It's clear that AI isn't just some futuristic fantasy anymore. It's here. It's happening. And it's changing the world of marketing as we speak. So for any Australian businesses out there who haven't started using AI yet, what advice would you give them?
Just start exploring. Don't let AI intimidate you. There are tons of resources and tools available to help you get started. No matter your budget or your technical skills, just embrace the possibilities. Experiment a little and see how AI can help you take your marketing to a whole new level.
Love that advice. And remember, you don't have to go all in right from the start. Start small. Test things out and see what works best for your business. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about what AI and marketing really is, explored its incredible potential, and even touched on some of the challenges you might face. Hopefully, you're feeling inspired and ready to start incorporating AI into your own marketing strategies.
I hope so. The future of marketing is here, and it's powered by AI.
So true. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI and marketing in Australia. Until next time, happy marketing.